laws of the third temple, Paul 99. I'm Professor Hannes Redinger of the first assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which are written? Maybe you require the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you will ever lay your hands on, with all the revelation names, 8,923 times in the Old Testament, 127 times in the New Testament. Hallelujah. Please contact us at our WhatsApp, +27 international code, 0722-367-124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za. This is the first time that you are to participate in the study. You are very welcome, but you have missed a massive amount of information. Please go to part one, start from part one, and come through it on your own time and enjoy all the revelation word. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification for all the other studies that we are busy with. And also our English TikToks. Quite a few people is following the TikToks. On the TikToks, I know that they are doing What Is Your God's Name currently, which will be very interesting, small parts, 15 minutes breakups. You can start with part one, What Is Your God's Name on TikTok, and you will find it there. Also at my website, you can go there. When you open it, when it says studies, information, it says TikToks, you click on TikToks and you will go to part one. Send this information also to your friends and family. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, at least pen and paper ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. What a privilege. What a privilege that we as Bride of Yahushua throughout the world can sit and do Bible study. It's got nothing to do with church, denomination or religion. It's all about the revelation word which Satan tried his best for 2,000 years to cut it off. I'm so glad that we're living in the revelation word of Yahushua in this 21st century. We will now continue where we left off yesterday morning. Now, the researcher, the Temple Institute in Jerusalem, makes the following statement. Now, they say more media research and more media reaction and response. Segments of the international press immediately took an interest in the link between the evangelical Christians, Catholic Christians, and those in Israel who were associated with making the Temple Mount a free forum for worship for everybody. In the magazine The New Public, an article appeared entitled The Temple Mount Plot by Barbara and Michelle Ledeen. Over the title of the article, the headline read, What Do Christians and Jews Fundamentalists Have in Common? The article begins as follows. Now listen to the propaganda. A casual observer might have exercised for believer that nearly all of the rest, violence in Israel has been part of a usual cycle of Arab-Israeli conflict. The observer would be wrong, though some of the recent acts such as the plants of much-time bombs on Arab buses in Jerusalem seems to be the work of extremist Israeli nationalists. Much of the destructive intent to fueled by mixture of national political messianic lodging and the search for roots. In fact, some of the current extremist is a direct outgrowth of the ancient forecast of the apocalypse, the end time. The target of the most spectacular incidents over the past months have been the Muslim authorities, that the area they control in Jerusalem, but for most part of the people who planned and participate in the attacks are the violent fringes of the informal movement and stretches from the United States to the Middle East. Where does it come from? And in compromise, millions of evangelical Christians as well as some Israelite Jews. The unlikely collision rests upon a common belief that the final days are upon us. Now, I believe that we are living in the end times. I believe it with my whole heart. Especially using my life, 56 years of research of my life in the eschatology, the Revelation, Book of Revelation, Antichrist system, New World Order, One World Religion, One World Financial System by way of microchip implant, cashless society, and. That is eschatology. Eschatology is not theology. It's the past, the present, and the future. Now, we are living in the present with a future that's just about upon us. When we look at the past and we see Daniel, we see Apostle John, well, we see Paul, Apostle Paul, we see them all, and we are living past, present, they are the past, we are the present, the future. Because of the book of Revelation and the book Daniel, we have the little pieces of the puzzle that we can put together. For many years, which were things that was not even teach about and preach about and even mentioned, today we can talk about it because we have the scriptures that fits into one another. Not just theology and dogma. I'm talking about scripture, word, that one links to the other one to make this spiritual puzzle complete. Living in the end time today, we can look at a lot of different things. One of the things that, which is very notable, is how different religions are stretching their arms of comfort to other religions. Muslims, Buddhists, Islamites, Protestants, Catholics. You can call Satanism, you can call it as they like. Today they say all roads lead to Calvary. No. That is a lie. That's a lie that Satan has created. The Bible says, Yahushua says, all that hunger and thirst comes to me, and I will give you rest. But he says, my sheep knows my name. He goes before them and he leads them. All these pagan religions, are they part of the sheep of Yahushua? No, he talks about the goat on the left hand and he talks about the lamb on the right hand. Or the sheep. He talks about the goats and the sheep. Religions, world religions, and the bride of Yahushua. To be bride, you need to be born again. You first need to repent and be born again out of water and spirit. John 3 verse 1 to 12. Acts 2 verse 36 to 41. I'm giving you scriptures. Romans 6 verse 1 to 12. Galatians 3 verse 26 to 29. I'm just taking a lot of scriptures. That all has to do with the immersing in the name of Yahushua. To become part of the bride of Yahushua. To be part of the Christian tradition, living in holiness, worshipping Jesus and God and whoever, Yahweh, and not knowing, being like people that lived before us. They never came to the revelation names. They can go to heaven because the guy on the cross, the sinner, that was hanging on the right side. Yahushua said to him, today I say unto you, verily I say unto you, you will be with me in paradise. He wasn't immersed, but he went to paradise, third heaven. Paradise in third heaven is not on earth. There's not a scripture in the Bible that says on earth. Three times paradise is mentioned, every time in heaven. Yahushua said to him, today you will be with me in paradise. He got saved by calling upon the blood of Yahushua. That will make him a guest at the marriage feast. But that doesn't make him bride. Bride need to be immersed to receive the garment, the bridal garment, the bride's garments. Galatians 3:26, 29 says, those who were immersed in the name of Yahushua has put on Yahushua the wedding garment. And they will all come together in paradise where the wedding is going to take place. But from there, the guest is going to stay behind. And the bride and the bridegroom will move into the seventh heaven or beyond all the heavens. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah. I hope that we in this 21st century knows the different signs that's about to happen. And we are awaiting the signing of the final peace covenant. Daniel 9:27. You can go and read it. Together with Daniel 12 verse 11 and Daniel 12 verse 12. And if you are really interested, you must get my book, The Revelation, the two keys to the book of Revelation. A thick 800 page, just on 800 page, A4. Or just follow the study, which I'm conducting directly from the book, The Two Keys to the Book of Revelation, which is called The Revelation of the Book Revelation. Go to my website. Follow the study. Start in verse 1. We have moved quite a distance already. We are going through every scripture in order to understand the signs that has been given unto us who are bride. It's not everyone who's bride. It's not everyone who's going to be a bride. The bride is a separated person living in holiness who are immersed in the name of Yahushua to forgiveness of their sins by putting on the wedding garment and living in holiness the rest of their lives. Right. Other reporters went to write concerning the supposed plot or conspiracy between Christians and Jews forced to rebuild a third temple. A conspiracy. There's no conspiracy anymore. It's theology. They don't see it. See, when I, in 1995, it was a conspiracy. There was a conspiracy theory around the third temple. Today, it's openly talked about and mentioned about on the internet. It's part of the theology of the Orthodox Jews. And that is why I'm preaching against this. It's because people read about it and they use the internet getting the wrong information. And they think that's the word. And then they are indulged. They are drawn into it. And that's where Satan is smiling. Because he's using a lie to draw people down. That's why I'm conducting the study. For you to understand what the word says. If it's true or if it's not true. I will not sit here and waste all my time. Tomorrow, if it's Father's will, we will be doing the 100th episode of the study. Can you believe it? And it's not for taking up time. It's to empower you with a revelation word so that you can understand and not fall in the same trap as these Orthodox Jews and also the Israelites and Messianic people. Other reporters went on to write concerning the supposed plot or conspiracy between Christian and Jewish forces to rebuild the third temple. The Jerusalem Post even ran a special supplement on September 30, 1983 about these new Temple Mount controversies. One of the articles in the supplement entitled "The Christian Concerned," they had to say, "The Christian Connection." This they had to say. Now I'm going to use a couple of names here: Wal Gas, Imanus, Min, Yeshua, Atres, Kolosimaya, And other Jewish groups cast their eyes in the direction of the Temple Mount. Evangelical Christians aboard are digging into the pockets to help things about. You see what I told you? You see what I told you? I think it was on Tuesday morning. We learned that the evangelicals was withdrawing their money. And I says, rubbish. What do they say? The evangelicals were pumping the money. That's what the Catholics tell us. They're buying everybody. They're pumping the money. So far, Christian communities supported the construction of the third temple. And this is what they're doing now. They bring this about the Pentecostals. They're bringing this about the Protestants. And that's why I say I'm not a Protestant. I'm a Yahvist. According to 2 Peter 4 verse 16, I'm a Yahvist in the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible. And so were the disciples of Yahushua and all his followers, also his apostles. Now, I'm going to stop right here because there's a bit of interesting information we're about to share, which I don't want to break up. Till tomorrow morning, let's be transparent so that the world can see Yahushua in our lives. Maranatha. Yahushua is coming back again. Hallelujah.